Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. Starting yesterday, nationwide prioritization has been lifted, and coronavirus vaccination appointments can be made by anyone willing to be vaccinated. German doctors are calling on the population to be patient and considerate, however. Andreas Gossen, chairman of the board of the National Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, told the Neue Osnabrücker Zeitung that he expects a rush to doctors' practices and added, quote, "Everyone will be vaccinated and as quickly as possible, but not all at once," unquote. Although the quantities of available vaccine are steadily increasing, he said, vaccines are still too scarce. The Berlin Senate administration is also counting on patience in the demand as the vaccine is in short supply locally. Health Senator Kalaichi said that the timing is right and added that it would be better if it was accompanied by more vaccine. Reportedly, around 130,000 additional vaccination appointments were made available yesterday through the Berlin centers. According to the administration, appointments can be booked via the online portal of the State of Berlin or the vaccination hotline. We at Berlin Briefing have been checking regularly on appointment availability via the DoctoLib website to pass on to our listeners, and yesterday there were bookable July appointments at three of the centers available. To our knowledge, at least one of our listeners did find some success. You can find the link to the DoctoLib website in our show notes. The start of work at the Berlin Police's new anti-terror center in Tempelhof continues to be delayed. The police told the DPA that starting in the fourth quarter of 2021, the first departments of the State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, which are responsible for combating Islamism and terrorism, are to move into the converted former post office building on Ringbahnstrasse. However, the move is likely to be in December rather than October, and after that, service operations can begin. The LKA Department 8, which is responsible for Islamism and counterterrorism, and Department 6, which is responsible for special operations and observation units, will move into the new center. Police President Barbara Slovic had recently announced that investigations into the dangers posed by Islamist and operational missions, for example, the observation of suspects, would be closely interlinked there, stating, quote, "Evaluation, analysis, and implementation in one place in close exchange," unquote. Per the police, after several years of renovation, the first construction phase to the main and auxiliary buildings should be completed in August and in December. Building permits have not yet been issued for the second phase of construction, however, which will include the multi-purpose buildings. The conversion of the Reichspostzentralamt, which was built in the 1920s and is now rented by the police, had been delayed several times. The costs rose, and most recently, it is estimated to cost 45 million euros. The background to this is that the LKA's main building at Platz der Luftbrücke and other locations had become too crowded. Despite the significant and consistent drop in corona infection figures, Berlin's health senator Kalaichi rejects further comprehensive relaxation of corona rules in the near future, such as the distancing and masking requirements. Yesterday in the health committee, she said that as long as the incidence value is still in double digits and the corresponding traffic light is yellow, it's necessary to be cautious and first see what the effect of the current relaxations will be, and that the goal must be to reach single digits. She added that while a lot can be relaxed and rules can soften, the masking and distancing must continue, quote, because the virus still has circulation space and we don't have herd immunity yet, unquote. Yesterday's 7-day incidence was 26.5, and not until the number drops below 20 will the traffic light return to green. BER Airport is slowly coming back to life. A significant increase in passenger numbers is expected in the coming weeks, even though it is, of course, far from normal. The airlines are reacting to this, however, and have already expanded their offers and are also prepared to increase the number of connections again if the demand continues to rise. A spokesperson for Eurowings commented to the Morgan Post, quote, "Our incoming bookings continue to grow day by day, almost in line with the curve of the rising vaccination rate in Germany. Bookings have increased by more than 100% across the system in the last 2 weeks, and the increase was even higher for hotspots that are in high demand, such as Mallorca. Tour operators are also now booking significantly higher numbers of reservations with us on a daily basis." Unquote. As flights to Spain and Greece had been booked up quite quickly, Eurowings launched more than 500 additional flights, an increase of 70,000 seats over the next 4 weeks. And business is expected to pick up further, and if the demand continues to rise, they will further strengthen the offerings from Berlin in the summer months. A growing desire to travel is also noticeable at EasyJet. The company reported that at the end of May, they increased flight frequencies due to rising demand and offered a total of more than 5,000 additional seats from BER to Greece, Portugal, and Egypt. The new summer schedule from Berlin includes up to 70 direct destinations in Europe, and new routes to Bulgaria and Croatia are also on offer. And EasyJet says it, too, is ready to respond if demand continues to grow, that their grounded aircraft have been continuously maintained over the winter, so the BER fleet is ready to fly into the summer and can ramp up quickly to 90% of the current fleet to meet the demand. The general downside for vacationers is that as demand increases and the number of free seats decrease, prices rise. This means that last-minute travelers in particular are threatened with higher costs. According to a BER spokesperson, other airlines have also announced that they will fly to new destinations or resume suspended connections. Royal Jordanian has not flown since the end of 2019 and plans to fly from BER to Amman for the first time at the end of June. And other airlines have announced the resumption of flights from Berlin to Stockholm, Oslo, and Malta in the middle to the end of the month. The Icelandic airline Play is also planning to offer a connection to Reykjavik from the beginning of July, and the airline Sky Alps to Bolzano in Italy as early as the end of June. The growing desire to travel also makes the airport company confident that the annual target for BER can still be achieved. But for now, the focus will continue to be on Terminal 1 only, and there are no plans to open a second terminal, as the capacities at T1 are sufficient. And lastly, we were overwhelmed with the response from listeners who do want an overview of the top candidates for the upcoming elections. So, keep your eyes and ears open for a weekend special in the near future. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.